الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Today is what? Let me tell you what today is. Today is the 30th of Muharram, 1434, which corresponds to the 14th of December, 2012. And we continue our discussion on Surat Al-Ma'idah, particularly ayah number 15. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين. O people of the scripture, there has come to you our messenger, making clear to you much of that which you used to conceal of the scripture. And overlooking much, there has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. The Shaykh said, rahimahullah, لما ذكر تعالى ما أخذه الله على أهل الكتاب من اليهود والنصارى وأنهم نقضوا ذلك إلا قليلا منهم أمرهم جميعا أن يؤمنوا بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned what He has taken as a covenant with the people of the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, and that they violated that covenant except a small minority among them, Allah commanded all of them to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاحْتَجَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآيَةٍ قَاطِعَةٍ دَالَّةٍ عَلَى صِحَّةِ نُبُوَّتِهِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jal used as a proof and evidence, used as a proof and evidence, established against them. Hujjah. Huh? Hujjah alayhim bi ayah, afwan. Wahtajjah alayhim bi ayah. Ayah is what?
Evidence. Signs.
Evidence, sign, or could be the verse of the Quran. Huh? Qati'a, meaning it is absolute, un or indisputable. Okay, cannot argue with it. دَالَّةٍ عَلَى صِحَّةِ نُبُوَّتِ, indicative of the validity and the authenticity and the truthfulness of his prophethood. وَهِيَ أَنَّهُ يُبَيِّنُ لَهُمْ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا يُخْفُونَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And that is that he will clarify for them a lot of that which they used to conceal from the people. حَتَّى عَنِ الْعَوَامِ مِنْ أَهْلِ مِلَّتِهِمْ. Even that which they hide from the laymen among their own people. So this is particularly to the priests and the pastors and all these people. Who, by the way, this ayah applies to 100%. Because they know, those who study the Bible in the various languages, they know the discrepancies that there are in the Bible, like Bart Ehrman, who eventually became an agnostic, doesn't believe in really believe in God anymore after a thorough, lengthy study of the Bible, because he came to realize that this could not be a revelation from God in the way that it is now. So he left. He lost his faith altogether, and he debates with Christians up until today about many issues pertaining to crucifixion and the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus, so on and so forth. You can find his debates on YouTube. Bart Ehrman. Huh. So that is someone, and many examples of this sort. When they study in depth their Bible, they will see the distortion, they will see the tahrif in their book. You see? And so the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ came and brought that clear. He clarified for them the things which they used to conceal. And they know that this is the truth. Those who read the Old Testament and New Testament, they know that there was a discussion of a prophecy, of a prophet who will be like unto Moses, who will speak in the name of Allah, who will show them all the things which that at the time of Jesus, his disciples weren't ready for, as he told them, you're not ready for it, but when he comes, he shall show you that. He's speaking about the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Now of course they would like to claim that he's speaking about the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit as a convenient solution for their problems, but those who are learned amongst them, they know. And so he clarified these things for them.
فَإِذَا كَانُوا هُمُ الْمُشَارُ وَلَيْهِمْ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَلَا عِلْمَ عِنْدَ أَحَدٍ فَفِي ذَلِكَ الْوَقْتِ إِلَّا مَا عِنْدَهُمْ.
Because they used to be the ones whom the people would point towards in regards to knowledge. And at that time there was no knowledge except that which was with them.
فَالْحَرِيصُ عَلَى الْعِلْمِ لَا سَبِيلَ لَهُ إِلَّا إِدْرَاكِ إِلَى إِدْرَاكِ إِلَى مِنْهُمْ.
That the person who was keen on seeking knowledge had no means of attaining it except through them. Back then, that is.
فأتيان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا القرآن العظيم يبين به ما كانوا يتكاتمونه بينهم.
Then the advent of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, or the coming of the Prophet عليه وسلم, with this glorious Quran, with this magnificent Quran, clarifies for them a lot of that which they used to conceal. So let's think of some examples. What are some examples which are ambiguous in the Bible and explicitly stated in the Quran in regards to the Aqidah of the Nasara? What are some of the issues which, if you were confused about before you became a Muslim or before you read the Quran, after reading the Quran, this is no longer a point of confusion? Trinity. Sah? Yeah. In the Bible, you read verses to the effect of the existence of a triune God. Fabricated verses, yes. Inserted verses, yes. It was a footnote which they made a part of the Bible, yes. But still, for the average person who doesn't know, there's the idea of Trinity exists, and it's contradicted with the message of Tawheed in the Bible as well. But where does that confusion disappear? As soon as you read the Quran, as soon as you read the statement of Allah, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. They have disbelieved those who say that Allah is one of three gods. Done. Crucifixion. Whether Jesus was crucified or not. Isn't it a point of confusion? It is. As soon as you read the Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They neither killed him, nor did they crucify him. But it made to appear like that. Or someone in his appearance came. Whatever the interpretation is, the point is, وَمَا صَلَبُوا. They did not crucify him. خلاص. So any confusion someone had is gone. Did the disciples take Jesus as a god? Perhaps you will find some verses in the Bible where they call them Lord and things of the sort. You read the Quran, you find the opposite. Man ansari ila Allah, qalu nahnu ansarullah. We are the aid and the assistance in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal. And clear from the Quran that they had no shirk involved in their belief in Jesus. And the list goes on and on and on. So who brought this clarity? The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran. Who did he expose? The scholars among the Christians and Jews and the Christians. Because all these things which they've been misinterpreting, they deceive the people. Until now, they get on a stage, the average pastor or priest, he gets on, he knows he's a lying son of a gun. He knows he's a liar. And he will stand there and say, blah, 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 like Jimmy Swaggart. You know when he had this debate with Ahmed Didat, by the time the thing was over, he was a big liar. And he still sat there trying to get the emotional side, on the emotional side of the people, and blah, blah, blah. And they all started clapping for him like it was a wrestling match and he actually won. He's a liar. He knows he's a liar. But he deceived the people. Now where was he exposed? When the Quran was revealed. Otherwise the people would be in a state of confusion. And many people became Muslim as a result of these debates, even though they are harm, much harm in this method of debating. But still, it was a means of guidance for many people. So that was from the Quran, from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام.
نعم. وهو أمي لا يقرأ ولا يكتب من أدل الدلائل على القطع برسالته.
All this whilst the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is أمي. What does أمي mean?
I'm lettered.
meaning you can neither read nor write. Yeah? And this is from among the strongest evidences about the validity of his message, that he brought this book while he could neither read nor write, meaning he couldn't have read this information somewhere else to copy it, nor could he have written it himself. So Allah made it part of the hikmah and the wisdom, and the miracle is that the Prophet ﷺ is unlettered. So when he brings this Quran, no one can say, well, you went to Harvard. And so, that's possible. You might have authored this. It's no way. Yes, Ya Abdul Hadi.
When was the angel distorted?
Allahu A'lam.
I mean, until the Prophet ﷺ, it was distorted.
Before that, it was distorted. Yes, of course. Because Allah already said in the Quran, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَنْ بَعْضِ مَوْضِعِ. Allah had already mentioned the distortion of the scriptures while he was revealing the Quran upon the Prophet ﷺ, which means it happened before. Yeah. Shortly after, possibly, because there was no real book gospel. It was just preaching the people, as they say, from his knowledge. It wasn't necessarily a book which was compiled, or it could have been compiled, but it was never found. Allahu alam. At the end of the day, we don't have anything called Injil of Isa today.
But the discovery now is the Gospel of Barnabas.
This is old. The Gospel of Barnabas is old. But see, the Gospel of Barnabas is rejected by mainstream Christianity. If you read it, you think you're reading parts of the Quran. I mean, it's clear.
300 years after the disappearance.
Allahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. All the historical, I didn't keep track of the actual dates. But sadly, the Gospel of Barnabas, even though is favorable for us Muslims, because we find in it what we're trying to prove, the Christians are not willing to accept it because it negates everything that they believe. So it's not really a hujjah. You can't say, well, here's the Gospel of Barnabas. You will say, it's not part of the Bible. Open the Bible, you won't find the Gospel of Barnabas. So khalas, that kills your da'wah. You can read all, and say, I don't know who authored this. He will claim that this is fabricated because he claims that the Bible is the word of God. So you'll be trapped somewhat. وذلك مثل صفة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في كتبهم ووجود البشائر به في كتبهم وبيان آية الرجم. And this is like the description of the Prophet عليه وسلم being there in their books, and his prophecy being there in their books. It's there in Luke and in Deuteronomy 18:18. It's all over clear prophecies of the advent of the Prophet عليه وسلم. And the clarification of the ayah of stoning, ayatul rajm, which they used to hide for the fornicator or the adulteress. ونحو ذلك. ويعفو عن كثير أي بترك بيان ما لا تقتضي الحكمة. And he pardons or overlooks a lot the things which wisdom suggests that you don't really focus on them. So there are things which could have been exposed in regards to which the Prophet ﷺ or Allah Azza wa Jalla did not mention in the Quran, because wisdom entailed that you don't really bring this to the table. It may not really serve an objective. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَهُوَ الْقُرْآنُ يُسْتَضَاءُ بِهِ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْجَهَالَةِ وَعِمَايَةِ الضَّلَالَةِ. So there has come unto you from your Lord light. He said that light is the Quran, through which or from which light is sought, and the darknesses of ignorance, and in the blindness of deviance. Nice. وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ لِكُلِّ مَا يَحْتَاجُ الْخَلْقُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ أُمُورِ دِينِهِمْ وَدُنْيَاهِمْ. It's a clear book, evident book, which has everything the creatures need in regards to the matters of their religion and their worldly life. من العلم بالله وأسمائه وصفاته وأفعاله, such as having knowledge of Allah and His names and His attributes and His actions. ومن العلم بأحكامه الشرعية وأحكامه الجزائية, and knowing also the legislative rulings of Allah عز وجل, and الجزائية, the one which are related to penal codes and like punishment, right? Like, you know, chopping off the hand of the thief and stoning the fornicator and lashing the fornicator and stoning the adulteress and adulterer and so forth and so forth. Ayah 16 reads, نعم يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور.
إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. By which Allah guides those who pursue His pleasure to the ways of peace and brings them out from darknesses into the light by His permission and guides them to a straight path. The Shaykh said, ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ مَنِ الَّذِي يَهْتَدِي بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, who is the person? What type of person? Not who is the person as in to name them, to name that person, yeah, it's Ahmed over there. No. What type of person will be guided by the Qur'an? وَمَا هُوَ السَّبَبِ الَّذِي مِنَ الْعَبْدِ الْحُصُولِ ذَلِكَ. And what is that cause? What is that means that the slave has to acquire to be guided? فَقَالْ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. أن يهدي من اجتهد وحرص على بلوغ مرضات الله وصار قصده حسنا سبل السلام الذي يسلم أو يسلم صاحبها من العذاب وتوصله إلى دار السلام. أيوة. So Allah guides the one who strives and is keen on attaining the pleasure of Allah. So his intention becomes good. And so he is guided to the path of peace. A peace as in the person who travels upon it is being saved or is safe from the punishment and is given, allowed to arrive at the destination of peace. وَهُوَ الْعِلْمُ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْعَمَلِ بِهِ إِجْمَالًا وَتَفْصِيلًا. And all that can be summarized in the statement, which is to know the truth and to act upon the truth, جُمْلَةً وَتَفْصِيلًا, إِجْمَالًا وَتَفْصِيلًا, meaning in generally speaking and specifically speaking. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْكُفْرِ وَالْبِدْعَةِ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ وَالْجَهْلِ وَالْغَفْلَةِ. Then he will further take him out from the darknesses of disbelief and innovation and sin and ignorance and heedlessness. إلى نور الإيمان والسنة والطاعة والعلم والذكر. To the light of Iman and the Sunnah and obedience and knowledge and remembrance. وكل هذه من الهداية بإذن الله الذي ما شاء كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن. And all this is the form of guidance which is by Allah's permission, the one whom if he will something it is to be, and if he doesn't will it will never come to be. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ صِرَاطًا إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And then he will guide them to the straight path. Now, it's going to get hot. Huh? Because now we're going to go into the mainstream and problems of Christians. And I was hoping there will be more of the Filipino brothers, so that they can hopefully benefit from the Sheikh's statements in their da'wah adventures and expeditions back in the Philippines. But qadar Allah ma sha fa'alam, it's recorded, maybe they listen to the MP3 file. Because it's going to get, really nice now, inshaAllah ta'ala. So ayah number 17.
لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ قُلْ فَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُهْلِكَ الْمَسِيحَ بْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Do you have it on airplane mode? Airplane mode?
No.
Do you have it on airplane mode? Flight mode? Meaning if somebody called you right now, they will...
Nobody called because this is not the local
signal. Oh, mashallah. International Abdul Hadi. I apologize, brother. I should have known my limits. Tayyib. They have certainly disbelieved who say that Allah is Christ, the son of Mary. Say, then who could prevent Allah at all if he had intended to destroy Christ, the son of Mary, or his mother, or everyone on the earth? And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them. He creates what he wills, and Allah over all things is competent. Now that's very interesting, and I will explain to you why this is very interesting. But we'll first go over the Shaykh's statement. لما ذكر تعالى أخذ الميثاق على أهل الكتابين وأنهم لم يقوموا به بل نقضوه. After Allah mentioned the covenant He took upon the people of the scriptures, the two scriptures, and that they did not fulfill it, rather they violated it. ذكر أقوالهم الشنيعة. Allah then went on to state or to enumerate or to mention their abhorrent statements, their disgusting expressions. فذكر قول النصارى. So he mentioned one of the statements of the Christians. القول الذي ما قاله أحد غيرهم. The statement which no one else has dared to say. No one else shared that with them. بأن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم. That Allah is actually the Christ, the son of Mary. ووجه شبهتهم أنه ولد من غير أب. And the foundation of their misconception or this doubt of theirs is that he was created or he was born without a father. فاعتقدوا في هذا الاعتقاد الباطل. So they thought of him or they believed in him that false belief. Or they believed about him. They believed about him that false belief. مع أن حواء نظيره خلقت بلا أم. Even though Eve is just like him. She was created without a mother. وآدم أولى منه خلق بلا أب ولا أم. And Adam is even more deserving, if any, because he was created with neither a father nor a mother. فهل ادعوا فيهما الإلهية كما ادعوها في المسيح. So why don't they claim divinity for them like they claim that regarding Jesus, the Christ? Why didn't they do that? Why didn't they say Adam is God and Eve is a God? Because they were born without a father. فدل على أن قولهم اتباع هوى من غير برهان ولا شبه. This indicates that their statement is nothing but desires, which they have no proof for, nor not even a doubt, not even a solid, valid source of doubt. فرد الله عليهم بأدلة عقلية واضحة. Allah then refuted them with the logical, intellectual evidences. فقال قل فمن يملك من الله شيئا إن أراد أن يهلك المسيح ابن مريم وأمه ومن في الأرض جميعا. فإذا كان المذكورون لا امتناع عندهم يمنعهم لو أراد الله أن يهلكهم ولا قدرة لهم على ذلك. دل على بطلان إلهية من لا يمتنع من الإهلاك ولا في قوته شيء من الفكاك. So when Allah said Azza wa Jal, then who has anything against Allah? Who will have any authority against Allah if Allah were to destroy Jesus and his mother and whoever is upon the earth? The Shaykh said, if those who were mentioned have no ability to prevent themselves from being destroyed if Allah willed or intended to destroy them, this is an indication about the falsehood or the invalidity of their divinity, because you cannot claim that something is divine when it cannot prevent itself from being destroyed, nor does it have the power to save itself. Yani that thing in and of itself is dependent on others. So how do you claim that Jesus is a God when you know that if Allah willed, He would have destroyed Christ and His mother and everyone upon earth? Where is the divinity of Jesus if He has no power and authority to defend Himself or to prevent that from taking place? ومن الأدلة أن الله وحده ملك له ملك السماوات لله وحده ملك السماوات والأرض. And the other evidence, or from among the evidence, is that to Allah alone belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. يتصرف فيهم بحكم حكمه الكوني والشرعي والجزائي. And He deals with them with His universal, legislative, and what is the word for that? الجزائي. But I'm looking for an adverb here. Adverb, is it, or an adjective? La, la, la. Like you say, kawni, universal. Hello? And shar'i, legislative. So you want something with the same concept. Jaza'i. Executive?
Nice one. That's a good one, mashallah. Executional. If it doesn't exist, we'll talk about it later, huh? And some people invent words as they go along. I've done it a few times. Shh, don't tell anyone. I hope they'll add it to the dictionary one day just to fix the mistake. Al-muhim, وَهُمْ مَمْلُكُونَ مُدَبَّرُونَ. And they are all owned properties. They're owned by Allah Azza wa Jalla. مُدَبَّرُونَ, their affairs are already arranged. فَهَلْ يَلِيقُ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمَمْلُوكَ الْعَبْدَ الْفَقِيرِ إِلَهًا مَعْبُودًا غَنِيًا مِنْ كُلِّ وَجْهِ. Is it possible that the helpless slave, the owned, the poor, helpless slave is himself a God who's worshipped and who's self-sufficient in every way, shape or form? هَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْمِحَالِ. This is among the greatest of impossibilities. ولا وجه لاستغرابهم لخلق المسيح عيسى ابن مريم من غير اب فان الله يخلق ما يشاء. And there's no wisdom behind them, you know, saying how can Jesus be born without a father when Allah يخلق ما يشاء, when Allah creates whatever he wills. ان شاء من اب وام كسائر بني ادم وان شاء من اب بلا ام كحواء وان شاء من ام بلا اب كعيسى. If Allah wills, it will be from a father and a mother like the rest of the children of Adam, or a father without a mother like Eve, or a mother without a father like Isa. وَإِنْ شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَبٍ وَلَا أُمْ كَآدَمٍ. Or if he wills, without a father or a mother like Adam. فَنَوَّعَ خَلِيقَتَهُ تَعَالَى بِمَشِئَتِهِ النَّافِذَ الَّتِي لَا يُسْتَعْصَى عَلَيْهَا شَيْءٍ أَوْ يَسْتَعْصِي عَلَيْهَا شَيْءٍ. So Allah mentioned the variety of His creation, which is a sign of His mashallah, يعني the nafida, like the surpassing will that will arrive at its destination, that nothing can go against it. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And that's why Allah said, Allah over all things is capable. Now remember, I was listening to a lecture once in Arabic about Allah Azza wa Jalla. I'm trying to remember the title. I think it was called Who Allah. And the Shaykh was going over the Tawheed and so, but he brought a very interesting observation to this very ayah, which is not mentioned here by the Shaykh, but it's very interesting. Now, is Isa, is he beloved to Allah or not? Huh? Is he wajih عند Allah? He has a position of high status with Allah? Surely. طيب. what, did you read the ayah? Did you guys read the ayah? Read the ayah. Allah speaking about someone whom He loves. Read the ayah on your own, please. And see what Allah said. Regarding Isa and his mother and everybody upon earth. Okay, right now, yeah, Abdul Hadi, don't tell me Surah Maryam. Read the ayah right now. Did you not notice something? Excuse me. Huh? No one noticed anything?
If Allah wants, He can destroy Isa, and everybody is
in the dark. Barakallah feek. This is, if you were to categorize this kind of speech, is this lenient speech or harsh? This is harsh. Isa has a position. And Allah saying, if Allah wills, He would destroy him and his mother and everyone upon earth. Why? The Shaykh said, as much as Allah loved Isa and loves Isa, when any human being goes into the area of speaking about Allah, wherein he's negating His oneness and uniqueness and involving shirk, this is the kind of reaction, or this is the kind of language that Allah Azza wa Jalla uses to show you the sanctity of this tawheed. Because of the tawheed and the strength of the tawheed, that even if the people are saying, oh, Allah, if Allah wills, He will destroy Isa and his mother. You see, otherwise you wouldn't use this. If there were no such thing, then that wouldn't be something that you don't say this. For example, just to give a worldly example we can relate to. Your son is there, or someone of the sort is there, and then, you know, you wouldn't be saying to the people, For example, let me give you an example we can relate to. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when in a regular circumstance, did he say, did he ever, for example, out of nowhere say, I will chop off the hand of Fatima?
Yes.
No. He did not say that until something happened which interfered with the rights of Allah. Where the people were trying to negotiate something, that these are our people, and hook it up. So now, as much as he loves Fatima, and she has nothing to do with this, by Allah, if Fatima bint Muhammad were to steal, I will chop off her hand. So even though you would otherwise not mention her because of her status, because the rights of Allah are being violated, the ones who are dear to you are put at stake. Even that at this point is not important, because it's the right of Allah that is being violated. It's the same kind of line of thinking. So Isa, Maryam, the rest of mankind have nothing to do. They have done nothing wrong. They've done nothing wrong. But if you go in to go to the point of saying that Allah is Jesus, then Allah, who can stop Allah if he wanted to destroy them? See the idea? So that was really, mashallah, and when I heard it kind of hit me. It's that, subhanAllah. It's a really powerful observation. And this is what tadabbur, contemplating on the Quran, brings about. Otherwise you would read it and you won't think about it in this fashion. But now you realize that don't play with Tawheed. Because if you do, this is what happens. Even verbally, Allah makes these kinds of threats, in the Quran. Naam, Ayah 18. Naam, Ayah 18 is, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ Ayah 18 reads, but the Jews and the Christians say, we are the children of Allah and His beloved. Say, then why does He punish you for your sins? Rather, you are human beings from among those He has created. He forgives whom He wills and He punishes whom He wills. And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them. And to Him is the final destination. The Shaykh said, وَمِن مَقَالَاتِ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى أَنَّ كُلَّ مِّنْهُمَ ادَّعَ دَعْوَةً بَاطِلَةً يُزَكُونَ بِهَا أَنفُسَهُمْ. From among the allegations or the statements of the Jews and the Christians is an allegation which they have come up with, a false allegation, through which they praise themselves. بِأَنْ قَالَ كُلُّ مِّنْهُمَا نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاهُ. Each one of them said, we are the children of Allah and His beloved. وَالْإِبْنُ فِي لُغَتِهِمْ هُوَ الْحَبِيبُ. And the son in their language is the beloved. وَلَمْ يُرِيدُوا الْبُنُوَّةَ الْحَقِيقِيَةَ. And they did not intend the biological sonship. Okay, they did not intend that Allah in this sense. But they mean that they are like Allah's children because Allah loves them so much. فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ مِنْ مَذْهَبِهِمْ. This is not part of their belief. إِلَّا مَذْهَبُ النَّصَارَ فِي الْمَسِيحِ. Except the position of the Christians regarding Jesus. That He is the actual begotten Son of Allah. See, that's what the word begotten means. Now, even if the Christians want to play games, and they're very good at playing games, in fact, they love to play games, when it comes to the analysis of the term begotten, يعني, as they say, they will take you to the seashore and make you die of thirst. It's an example, it's an Arabic idiom, which means you have so much water, and then you still didn't manage to drink, and you died out of thirst. Huh? It's a يعني, slang. It's not really. It's not one of these. Whatchamacallit? Balagha. It's not one of these eloquent, I'm sorry, statements. You know, just بوديك على البحر وديع على الشط وبيموت عطشان. Something of this sort. Nothing you want to memorize. Trust me. But it's similar to a person. They say that there was a lady who got trapped in a supermarket and she died of starvation. Could that happen? How? You know what I'm saying? You could die of overeating. You could die of suffocation. You could die of all kinds of things. But to die out of starvation in the supermarket, But that's what is being said here. Man, something must have been wrong there. نعم. قال الله ردا عليهم حيث ادعوا بلا برهان. So Allah said in refuting them when due to this baseless claim, قل فلما يعذبكم بذنوبكم. Then why does Allah punish you for your sins? فلو كنتم أحبابه ما عذبكم. If you were so beloved to Allah, He would have never punished you. He would have never punished you. لكون الله لا يحب إلا من قام بمرضيه. Because Allah does not love except those who follow and do that which is pleasing to Him. بل أنتم بشر ممن خلق. Rather, you are nothing but a creation of His which He created. تجري عليكم أحكام العدل والفضل. And you are, so you're entitled to the rulings of the dealings of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it is in justice or in His favors and bounties. يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء. He forgives whomever He wills and He punishes whomever He wills. إذا أتوا بأسباب المغفرة وأسباب العذاب. If they bring about the reasons of being forgiven or the reasons of being punished. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. And to Allah belongs the dominions of the heavens and the earth and what is between them, and to Allah is the final destination. أي فَأَيُّ شَيْءٍ خَصَّكُمْ بِهَذِهِ الْفَضِيلَةِ وَأَنْتُمْ فِي جُمْلَةِ الْمَمَالِيكِ وَمِنْ جُمْلَةِ مَنْ يَرْجِعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ فَيُجَازِيكُمْ بِأَعْمَالِكُمْ. So what gives you then this special virtue? If you are among the rest of the properties of Allah, to whom they would return to Allah in the final stage and the last abode, and so He will recompense you for your deeds. So perhaps you're thinking, well, okay, so we are Muslims and Allah punishes us for our sins as well. Does that mean that Allah does not love us? Just in case you were thinking along these lines. And there's a huge difference between the two. The fact that someone is punished by Allah Azza wa Jal does not mean that Allah does not love this person completely. So in the case of the Christians, Allah punishes them because He doesn't love them for their disbelief, and therefore He is punishing them so that they will be having two punishments. One in the dunya and one in the life to come. But for the believer, when He punishes them in the dunya, He will not punish him in the life to come, which is a sign of love. It's a sign of love. The same way, you may be very harsh with your children throughout the school year, and you prevent them from going out. You may be tough and harsh with them to study because you want them to relax at the end. So you were only harsh with them because you wanted them, when the school year is over and they get A's, to go on this big vacation and spend, enjoy themselves and so on and so forth. So you're harsh in the beginning to give them. But if you hated them, what would you do? You would make them suffer throughout the year, and then when they do pass or they do fail, then you will make them suffer even more. So you just made them suffer all year round. There's no love there. So you're punishing them immediately for their mistakes and in the long run. But this is not the case with the believers. Is that clear? Bismillah. Beautiful. Ayah 19.
يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ عَلَى فَتْرَةٍ مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا جَاءَنَا مِنْ بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
O people of the scripture, there has come to you our messenger to make clear to you the religion after a period of suspension of messengers. Lest you say, there came not to us any bringer of good tidings or a warner. But there has come to you a bringer of good tidings and a warner. And Allah is over all things competent. Sorry.
يدعو تبارك وتعالى أهل الكتاب بسبب ما من عليهم من كتابه أن يؤمنوا برسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ويشكروا الله تعالى الذي أرسله إليهم. Allah Azza wa Jal invites the people of the scripture, whom He has blessed with giving of the scripture, to believe in His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be thankful to Allah that He had sent him to them. عَلَى حِينِ فَتْرَةٍ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, during a time of suspension, and no messengers being sent. وَشِدَّةُ حَاجَةٍ إِلَيْهِ وَهَذَا مِمَّا يَدْعُ الْإِيمَانِ بِهِ, and there was a dire need for his coming, عليه الصلاة والسلام, which is among the reasons which called the people to believe in him. وَأَنَّهُ يُبَيِّنُ لَهُمْ جَمِيعَ الْمَطَالِبِ الْإِلَهِيَّ وَالْأَحْكَامِ الشَّرْعِيَّ, and that he will clarify for them all of the divine requests and all of their legislative rulings. وَقَدْ قَطَعَ اللَّهُ بِذَلِكَ حُجَّتَهُمْ, and Allah has يعني established the ultimate proof and evidence against them with that. لِأَلَّا يَقُولُوا مَا جَعَلَ مِنْ بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ, so they will not say, no bringer of good tidings or warner came to us. فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ, no, there has come to you then the bringer of good tidings and the warner. يُبَشِّرُ بِالثَّوَابِ الْعَاجِلِ وَالْآجِلِ وَبِالْأَعْمَالِ الْمُوجِبَ لِذَلِكَ وَصِفَةِ الْعَامِلِينَ بِهَا, He gives glad tidings of the hastened and the delayed reward, and the deeds which necessitate that reward, and the qualities and the descriptions of the people who act upon these. وَيُنذِرُ بِالْعِقَابِ الْعَاجِلِ وَالْآجِلِ وَبِالْأَعْمَالِ الْمُوجِبَ لِذَلِكَ وَصِفَةِ الْعَامِلِينَ بِهَا, and he warns with the punishment, the hastened one and the delayed one, and the deeds which necessitate this punishment, and the qualities of the people who act upon these deeds. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and Allah is over all things competent. إِنْ قَادَتْ الْأَشْيَاءُ طَوْعًا وَإِذْعَانًا لِقُدْرَتِهِ, all matters have gone or has submitted obediently to His omnipotence. لا يستعصي عليه شيء منها, nothing will disobey or is difficult for Allah Azza wa Jal in regards to that. ومن قدرته أن أرسل الرسل وأنزل الكتب, and from among the ability of Allah Azza wa Jal is that He has sent the messengers and He has revealed the books. وأنه يثيب من أطاعهم ويعاقب من عصاهم, and that Allah shall reward with goodness those who obey them, and He shall punish those who disobey them. Aywa. And so inshallah with this we conclude, because it's a new topic onwards, dealing with Isa, with Musa alayhi salatu salam, and some of the things pertaining to his people, Bani Israel, and the very interesting actually and timely, since right now the Zionists and the Yahud are on the rise in terms of escalating their aggression against the Muslims. If you want to know who the Jews are for real and what qualities they have and their history, then these ayat will clarify who we're dealing with, just in case some people have been deceived by them. Now, wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ooh, wait, next week there's no class. I just remembered.